Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Hei Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are going to, Mirtz Hashem, conclude Simen Ayin Reish Hei. And we begin at the very top with the Mechaber Sif Vav. And the Mechaber tells us, Tinokos Shel Beis Rabon, Korin L'Yohaner. Young children who are learning still by their Rebbe. So, as we'll see, even when they're not in the presence of their Rebbe, they're allowed to learn by the light of a candle. We're not concerned that they will adjust the candle. How come? Because the fear of their Rebbe is so strong amongst them that even if the Rebbe's not there, as we'll see, they're still not going to adjust the light because they don't make a move, even on a weekday, without their Rebbe's permission. And Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tetzvav, She'ein poshtin yad l'shum davar. They would not think to do anything without the permission of the Rebbe. V'afilu b'chol, even on a weekday, ela api rabban, without the permission of the Rebbe. V'lo osid l'atzluya, and therefore they will not come to adjust the flame, and therefore we don't have to have any concern. The issue for number 27 brings down, however, a child by his father, the din might be a little bit different, as Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita brings down. She'ein odel domel a Talmud etzel rabo. This is a little bit different than a Talmud next to the Rebbe, who has an absolute fear of the Rebbe, as opposed to, for example, like on the Seder, while you're not supposed to lean in the presence of your Rebbe unless you get permission, there's a presumption that your father, even if he's your Rebbe, will give you permission. So to over here, he's not sure if this din would be so makel over here when the Rebbe is the father. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umashma mistima sa Shulchan Aruch, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't qualify this din, shesover b'kya Rashba, that he holds like the Rashba, da'apilu ein rabon imohen shori, even when the Rebbe's not present, as I pointed out, then the student is still allowed to learn by the light. The kol shor, because every moment, misyorin sheyovo rabon, that the Rebbe may come, and therefore they won't do anything below yatu, because of the fear, the awe that the Rebbe may come in. However, he brings down Ube Eli Rabba Hevi Harbi Poskim Shechokin Ala Rashba. The Eli Rabba disagrees and brings many other poskim that disagree with this Rashba, which the stimas of the Mishnah Berurah seems to have followed, that even if the Rebbe's not there, they can read by the light of a candle. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, Mutu Likros B'mem Adlikin Li'arner. One is permitted to read B'mem Adlikin, which we'll see means the Mishnayis of B'mem Adlikin, and even the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch that deal with the laws of B'mem Adlikin via the candlelight. Why? Shari umaskir isur Shabbos ve'eich yishkach. Because he's learning about, you're not allowed to adjust that flame. And therefore, he certainly won't make a mistake and forget and adjust the flame. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin, Mashma the dafko b'mem adlikin. It's only specifically the laws of b'mem adlikin. Shushom niskar in yoni isur hadlaka. Because there it tells us that you're not allowed to adjust the flame. Ve'eich yishkach v'yadlik. And how could somebody then, while he's learning these dinim, make the mistake and forget and adjust the flame? However, avol shari hil Shabbos law, but if you're learning other halachas of Shabbos, it wouldn't apply. And the issue for number 28 brings down that it means the Mishnah is dealing in B'mem Adlikin that deal with the flame. And he says that Gemaros Shabbat Perigzeh, likewise, one would be allowed to learn them as well, at least those Gemaros that deal with the laws of B'mem Adlikin, as well as the similar Seifim and Simonim in Shulchan Aruch. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Noagim Likros Belel Yom HaKippurim B'Machzorim. Similarly, one would be permitted to go and read in Shul from a Machzor on Yom Kippur night. Again, the same reasoning applies, Mimnesha Emas Yom HaKippur Malem, because a person isn't going to come to adjust the light on Yom Kippur. The fear and worry and awe that he has for Yom Kippur will certainly prevent him. It's like having the Rebbe there, that he would never do anything without thinking carefully what he's doing before he does something. The issue for number 26 brings down that the same halacha might apply as well on the night of Rosh Hashanah, although he brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal, Shevet Alevi, Shema Yesh Lachlok Bein Tefila L'Limud, that one, first of all, should make a difference between learning on those nights and davening on those nights, and that there may be a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. One cannot necessarily compare all of these dinim together. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Leil Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos, when Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so Friday night is the first Seder night of Pesach, Mutu Likros HaGadah B'Sefer. One can read the Haggadah by the light of a candle. Mishum Dehevi Ke'ein Rosh Prokim, because people know the Haggadah, and they just need to remind themselves the order of the paragraph, so to say, and therefore this is halachically similar to that you're allowed to look at the Rosh Prokim, the ideas, the paragraphs, what comes next, and that is not considered iyun, that's not considered really intensive looking, and therefore there's no concern that you'll come to adjust the light. And he explains, the ain Amo Aretz, there isn't a single Amo Aretz, shlo tehei shigura b'fiv kitzas, that every, even the biggest Amoratza know a little bit about what the Haggadah has, so it's like they're looking at the Rosh Prokim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, the imhu Amo Aretz, shlo loman miolo, but what happens if it's a real Amo Aretz? He really doesn't know. The ain shogur b'fiv, klal, b'li sitter, and he doesn't know anything in the Haggadah unless he has the Haggadah open, and he really has to to look inside of it. Furthermore, the ain lo sham, and there is nobody there, shum adam, anybody, shivakshu, shitain daitu, lo shlo yate, and there's nobody there that can be his shomer, so to say, to make sure that he doesn't go and adjust the light. Even in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, nevertheless, mikol makom, efshar gam kein yesh lahako, one can be makel over here, because shelo levato mitzvah hagada shemina Torah, because sipur hagada, sipur yitzias mitzrayim, and the telling over the story of the hagada, that is a din daraisa, and the rabbis aren't going to institute a din over here that maybe you'll come to adjust the light, therefore don't do this in the setting of a daraisa. And he says, afilu ein lo rak ner shel shemen, and he brings that from the Prima Gadim, this is true, even if you have the most likely flame to adjust, which is a ner of shemen, nevertheless, you're still allowed to do this for the hagada. The issue number 29 brings down from Nissan Karolit Shlita that even the piyutim at the end of the Haggadah, the Chagadya and other types of songs that we sing at the end of Haggadah are well known to even the Amaratzim, and therefore you'd be allowed to read them by the Or Haner as well. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kon Yudches a little bit. Everybody knows the Haggadah a little bit. When we tamze yesh lahatu lemashkim b'shabas leveis haknesses umespalu leor haner hadolik shomi bojom. Similarly, just like you can read the Haggadah, a person can go to shul early and read the beginning parts of the davening by the candlelight as well before it's really light enough outside to read by the light of the day, because lefi shatvila ushar dvarim shu omer vaday shkurim b'fiv yosim in Haggadah Pesach, because certainly the davening that you say every Shabbos morning is even more familiar to you than the Haggadah. If we allow you to read the Haggadah, we should allow you to read the davening on Shabbos morning as well. However, avo lilmot sham also, but to go and learn a sugya over there that you're not familiar with, that wouldn't be allowed, kivin shetoruch iyun, because as the Taz bring down, that requires intensive looking, and therefore the concern that you may come to adjust the light certainly does apply. Sifyud. The Mechaber tells us, Harav yochel liros l'or haner mehechon yikurat tinokos ulesad roshi aparshios befiv basefer. The Rebbe is allowed to go and look inside via the light of a candle to see what the children are going to be learning and to look at the headings of the parshios that he's going to be teaching them, and even to say them out loud from a sefer is not a problem. The Kori calls Shara Parsha Alpeh, because he reads most of it Alpeh. So he just says, oh, this is Pasuk Aleph, and then he starts off reading Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Then he looks at Perek Beis, he starts off reading the first Pasuk, and then he reads the rest by heart. So therefore, the Rebbe is reading the Rashi Prakim over here, the Rashi Parshios. As we said, that's Het Degomim, because it doesn't require intensive looking. The Rashi Parshios Lavdavka, and it doesn't literally mean only the first words of the Parsha. Ella, he's talking about over here, Kol Shiodea Parsha Alpeh, as long as you know the subject that you're mad at, you're reading by heart. You got to look in for a little bit. You forget a little bit here and there. So then, shari, that is permissible. And the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Dibur Masu Kol Shiyodeya. He says, "Pashut duadinim yodeya is a sugyu maseches ki agabna." Same thing doesn't only apply over here. It applies in any situation where he really knows it by heart. You know some Mishnayos by heart, and you're going to say them by heart. But you have the sefer in front of you in case you forget a word or two, or you forget what is the next Mishnah. So that is also considered permissible. The issue number 31 says, if somebody's learning by heart, and he has a Gemara or Tosos that he's learning by heart, and he just needs to look inside something to check something out. So on this, Rav Nissan Karol Shlita's Mistapik, is this considered like Rosh Prokim and it would be permissible, or is this considered a more intensive type of a looking and it would be forbidden? And anyway, the Mechaber continues and he says, "Shemiyachar she'enu ma'ayim b'sefer tomid." As long as a person is not looking inside the sefer intensively, isle hekera, he will remember, I'm just looking at the Rashi Prakim over here, below osilatuya, and he won't come to adjust the flame, and therefore all of this type of looking inside the sefer is permissible, as the Mechaber tells us. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says, "Kelim hadom lezelzeh." You have two utensils that are very similar to each other, and you need some light to tell them apart. "Vitzarich iyun lahavchem b'neim," and you need to look intensively at them to see which utensil is which. In this situation, also levotkum leor haner. You're not allowed to use the light of a candle to go and distinguish between the kelim. And he says, "Vafilu lahavchin bein begodav lebigdayishto." You have a closet, you have your suit in there, and you have your wife's dress in there. So imhem domim, if they're similar enough that you can't tell them apart, then you need to look, then also livduk, then you can't use the light of a candle, because again, you may come to adjust it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yutes explains, the Rambam tells us over here, Rambam Isa v'tzarech in Rav. We're only talking here about where you need a large amount of looking, an intensive look, as opposed to a casual type of look. And he says, looking to be halacha, the yesh lismoch al zeh lifnei ner shol shayva v'chelab, that one can rely upon this lenient opinion of the Rambam, that for a little bit of a look, you can use a candle, especially if that candle is made of wax or chelab, because the belav hochi yesh mekilim, as we've already explained, there are those that are very makel on this, as we've already pointed out in Sif Cotton Dalit. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says in the end of the Bir Halacha di Bramasu Osu Levadkan. He says, Venerali, the Bener Shal Shaiva Vechelev, and the candles made out of fat or of wax, Yesh Lismoch al Das Rambam Vatur, you can rely upon this opinion over here that the Tur and the Rambam bring down, Lahokil, to be lenient, unless you need Iyun Rav. But by Iyun, just a little bit, you'd be allowed to. Because the Belav Hochi, even without this, the Bach in the name of the Marshal, as we pointed out previously, was Mekel in regards to Neiros Shava and Chelev. Sifyut Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Shamish, your assistant, your servant over here, Sheino Kavua, but he's not your regular assistant, he's not your regular housekeeper. Also, Lo Livdok Kosos Ukaros Lahiner. He is not allowed to go and try to differentiate between the different cups that you have, maybe whether they're clean or not, whether it's this set or that set, via the lamp candle light, Mivnei She'eino Makira, because he doesn't know them well, and he's going to need to look intensively, and he may come to adjust the light. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, Sifkot Chaf, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Livdok Kosos Hadomim Zelazeh, either that we're talking about various cups that look very much like it. Let's say a person has two different sets of dishes over here. So the cups look similar to each other until you look at the patterns. So yes, they'll use a lot of light to see the patterns. Lay the ezem hand lanich and alashukhan to know which ones to take out of the table. And in this situation, v'shamash eino kavua, not your regular shamish, eino makirin. He doesn't know so well which pattern is which. V'tzarech lezeh iyun harbi. He's going to have to look at it very carefully and closely. And we're concerned, alkein chayshinun shemayat, that the Jewish waiter over here may come to adjust the candle to be able to see the patterns better. Alternatively, he brings down from the Ran, Baran Kosav Shabedik Ohi Liros Ibim Nikim. He's saying over here that it's not to tell you which pattern it is, but still, is the cup dirty or is the cup clean? Vishamash Kavua, your regular Shamish, knows he put them away. Mipneshu Bakibem, he knows them very well. Mikvar, he knows which ones he put away, which were clean, which ones were dirty. The left side is the clean, the right side is the dirty. So your Deezekli Enunoki Kolkach, he's not going to need intensive looking over here, and therefore the regular Shamish would be allowed to do this, but your non regular waiter, so he wouldn't be allowed to do this. Back to the Mechaber. That din, which we just said, that the Shama She'eno Kavua is not allowed to go and check out the Kosos over here by the light of a candle. So the Mechaber tells us that's a Bein Bener Shem and Zayis. That's whether it's a flame that's coming from the Shem and Zayis, the oil that's being pulled up into the wick, which is the most likely to adjust. Bein Bener Shel Neft, whether it's a candle that's made out of Neft. Neft is translated, the Ramah says, Pirush Min Zephis, a certain type of material like a petroleum or Neft. Lavan, white petroleum, naft, verechara, and has a very horrible smell to it. And the Mechaber tells us that this light, sh'or rav, even this light, which we have double reasons, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a second, that you're not going to come to adjust it or to use it, nevertheless, the Mechaber says, lo, plug, you can't use any sort of a light here for the shamish that's not a regular shamish. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chafalef, Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mechaber is telling us over here, afopi sh'or rav, even though this naft type of a lamp is very, very bright, and therefore, afilu hochi, we're not concerned that you may come to adjust it. Chayshin on Shemayate, Kivin Shu Shama Sheinu Kavua. We are concerned that you'll come to adjust it, even though it's very bright. And one would argue that you're not concerned that you'll come to adjust it because he's not the regular waiter. And he's going to need such an intensive look that even though the light is very bright, he may still need to adjust it because he doesn't really know the utensils very well. However, the Ramah brings down a more lenient opinion. The Ramah says, Hago, V'yesh matir, and there are those to permit b'shel naft, with this naft type of a lamp, afilu b'shamash eino kavua, even with the shamash that's not the regular shamash over here, and he brings us down to the Torah in the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of the poskim. And in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chaf Beis, he explains taimum, the reason for these poskim to be lenient is as follows. The la'atiyo lo chayshinan, we don't have to be concerned that you'll come to adjust the lamp, because lafisha o'er rab, it's a very, very bright light, v'lo tzarech lezeh, and normally one doesn't have to adjust such a lamp to get it to be more light. Aye, maybe you'll come to use some of it. Uleshema yistapek, you'll come to take some of this oil and use it, and therefore you'll be over kibui because you're shortening the amount of oil that's in there. Lo chayshinon, mishum demois. We're not concerned that you're going to take any of this oil because it's very foul smelling. This naft is not something you're going to put on your salad or use for anything else because it's disgusting. However, ubishem and zayis, but with the olive oil, uvechei mishari shmonim, and the other types of oils that are going to be pleasant to use, and you might be coming to take them, and certainly you may come to adjust them, but kuli yama also then, even this lenient opinion of the Ramah that's mako by naft, would not allow you to be mako for the regular, for the non-regular waiter to go and differentiate between the cups. For, he brings down Ule'ase hatzorech, but under extenuating circumstances, and there's a pressing need, yesh lismoch al deyazu. One can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here that the Ramah brings down, that if there is a naft lamp, even a non-regular waiter could distinguish between the cups. And he says, kikein das harbi rishonim, there are many rishonim, in the Sharetzion, os tesvav, he brings down this derif, the Rosh and Tosos, all say that this is the halacha, vekein kosav, b'sefer shulchan atzei shitim. Likewise, the sefer shulchan atzei shitim, he paskins like this. Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol shamosh kavua, but your regular shamosh, mutter lo livdok la'or haner kosos. He is allowed to use by, we'll see in a moment what it means, but here, the light of a candle, he can go and differentiate between the cups, mebnei she'eino tzorich iyun harbi, because he doesn't require a lot of iyun, a lot of investigation over here is not going to come to adjust the light. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimel that he's talking here about neft, that not only does the Ramah's opinion about Naft apply as a kula for the Shamash Eino Kavua, it's a lechatchila for the Shamash Kavua. But that's only for Naft. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Ulinyan Shar Shmonim Ayinin Bir Halacha. That's already a machlokis that he brings down in Dibur HaMaskul L'Or HaNer in the Bir Halacha. And the Chofetz Chaim there brings down, because of the Sefer Shulchan Atzi Shittim, Du Adin L'Shar Shmonim. The first opinion is from the Sefer Shulchan Atzi Shittim that you can even L'chatchila use this for other types of oils. And the reasoning is, because we're only concerned that you're going to take some oil and use on your salad for Shem and Zayis, not for the other types of oils. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, L'aniyus daiti, in my humble opinion, the Beis Yosef l'mashmakein, that's not what the Beis Yosef brought down. The lo mimatino and rak naft, he only brings down there for the naft. Mishum dehumas, because it's disgusting, and therefore nobody's going to take some of that, and you certainly aren't going to adjust it because you don't need such great light. Avol shar shmonim domim l'shemen zayis l'zeh. But for all the other types of oils, they're similar in halacha to the shemen zayis, and you're not allowed to go l'chatchila, differentiate between the different cups via this light. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifchot and Chav Dalet. Furthermore, the Afog Dav Dafilu Lahavchin Ben Migod Levig Deyishto Asru. He says, even though we don't allow you to go and differentiate between men and women's clothing, between a husband and his wife's clothing, Hacha Yitiru Mishum Nekias. Here, in differentiating between the cups, they allowed us to go and use such light, L'chatchila, to differentiate. And he brings us down in the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva. And this, in the opinion that we brought down from the Ran earlier, is the cups to distinguish wasn't for the different patterns, but the Ran had said before, because this is for Nikias over here, you should know which cups were dirty, which cups were used, and which cups were not. Finally, the Chabad concludes, he says, Imoya ner shel shemen zayis, if the ner was made out of olive oil, then ein mor lo livdok, then the regular waiter is not allowed to use this l'chatchila. Even though technically it's permissible, Gzeiro Shemi is stopping metal, because even though we're not concerned over here, he knows he's not really going to need a lot of iyun. He knows which is the clean cups, which is the dirty cups, which are this pattern versus that pattern, but may come to use some of the oil, he'll forget, and therefore, L'chatchila, we don't let him use it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chafei, wrote Shalomar, in Bola Fanenu L'shol, if he asks us, Ein Mor Lo L'chatchila, we say, no, you can't do this L'chatchila. However, if he did it, V'masim Yatzvo, Ein Moch B'yoda, you don't have to protest. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavav says, we're concerned that he's going to take some. But in regards to lighting with such oil, we don't make l'chatchila, you can't light with such oil. Nevertheless, shiny hoch, here it's different. Here, since he's using the nail up front and close, so therefore he much more easily is going to come and take some from it. Therefore, the rabbis here, what goes it, you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. Again, the issue for number 34 brings down that if he takes off some of the oil, that would be an issa of mechaber, because the taking away of the oil weakens the candle, and therefore that is mechaber. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Hagah, noagu l'chasus haktanim shlo yuarumim b'fnei haneros. The minhag is to go and cover up the children from being unclothed. They shouldn't run around naked in front of the Shabbos candles, because bizui mitzvah, mishum bizui mitzvah, this would be denigration of the mitzvah, the holy Shabbos candles, to have children running around naked, that's improper. And he brings this down, the king kos of a rokeach. Likewise, the rokeach says the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Chavasayin, kosher, he says, wait a second, l'belavoch yosur, you're not allowed to do this even if it wasn't Shabbos candles. As the Gemara in Pesachim brings down, mishum sakana, it's belavoch yosur, mishum sakana, you're not allowed to do this because it's dangerous for the children, because it could lead to epilepsy. As the Gemara says, Kidisa b'psochem kufyud beis. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, v'niru l'chalek being caught to l'gadol. He brings down the name of the El Yeraba, that there's a difference between an adult doing this, yeah, that could lead to epilepsy, but a young child is not held accountable if he's running around naked, and therefore there is no concern from epilepsy point. point of view, sakana point of view, but there is a concern of bizui mitzvah. The issue foot number 36 brings down going to the bathroom in front of the candles, either urinating or defecating, would certainly be aser. And Rav Nissen Karol Shlita adds, even if you didn't make a brach on the candles, but they were lit for Shabbos, it would also be a bizui mitzvah. Of course, a light in the bathroom, that wouldn't apply. He says as well, when you're changing a diaper on a baby, try to stand in between you and the Shabbos candles, and in this way it won't be a bizui mitzvah. The issue for number 37 brings down that for fluorescent lights it doesn't apply, but for incandescent bulbs this is a concern. And Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says this would be the same thing as with a Shabbos candle flame. That concludes today's shir and Siman Ayin Reish Hei.